Thank you so much, folks, for inviting us into your home.
Austin 316 says I just witnessed
and the millions watching around the world. Ladies and gentlemen,
let's get ready to rumble. Folks, this is what our business is all about.
What's happening, everybody? We're back. Super Suplex Slamcast. Superplex.
It's your boy Miggy.
Suplex. And JP.
DJ Miggy, also, you know.
And JP Deadly, also. Yeah.
Make sure you put the DJ in there because a lot of people know my voice from another podcast, so I'll make sure they know.
Again, it's famous. You have another podcast? Yeah, I had no idea.
You know I have another podcast.
I know. Yeah. What's happening, everybody? We were off for a week. I was on vacation. It was lovely. I got a sunburn.
You're right. That's going to come with the price anyway.
Yeah,
it's going to get burnt like Seamus. So
yeah. Pretty much every time I walk onto the beach, I'm listening to Seamus' theme song in my headphones. Just want to get that mindset, you know?
Oh, my God.
It's pretty good. So let's hop into some current events.
Oh, you know, like I talked about how your vacation was? I'll tell you how my vacation was.
That's how my vacation was. I also found a beef jerky outlet.
Oh my God. It was
amazing. But, okay, go on. How was your vacation?
You didn't ask me how...
How was your vacation? I'm sorry.
Yeah, you went on vacation. I didn't. I had to work like a slave.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry. 12 years of slavery, but yeah.
Yeah.
But anyways, it comes with a price. But anyways, I actually hung out with my other podcast members. I went went to my homegirl Lottie's house.
Nice.
And my boy Sonny Spoons was with me. He met my other side of the family, my siblings. And it was the first time that all of us were in the same place. It was the first time we actually
your siblings. That's cool.
So it was just a
little family reunion.
But it just kind of freaking pissed me off that the next day we had to work.
Yeah, that's
what killed me. That's like...
I understand
that. Oh, God.
Yeah, every time I go on vacation, I need a couple days.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So we came back from the Cape, my wife and I, on Thursday, and then we didn't go back to work till Monday. So we had like a little like at-home, chill, do whatever we wanted type of vacation.
And today...
I ran around and played Pokemon Go the whole time. But, you know...
And today we're hosting a podcast on Casa del Miggy.
Yeah, we are. Yep. It's great ambiance. He's got Asuka style masks all over his wall.
No,
it's very neat.
You know what? I got Asuka themes around the house. So, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. It's good.
It's like pretty much, like I'll tell you right now, it's like my house growing up, we also loved the Asian culture.
Yeah.
So, pretty much that right there, and on the back, where you like pretty much, I said, like,
one of those little, like, privacy...
Yeah, pretty much we change your clothes, you know what
I mean? Yeah. So it's like a fold-out wall type thing.
So
yeah,
that right there is actually my aunt had it around, like, 91, 92.
It looks nice.
So pretty much, this has been a family emblem, and I've been taking care of it ever since.
That's cool.
Been taking care of it, so...
No, it looks nice.
I always had a classy guy
right here, you know?
I always had a thing for Asian things, so when I see Oscar and stuff like that, I see the mask, I'm like... That's what I need, is a mask.
I'll use that transition. My wife and I went to SmackDown this past week. We won tickets on Rock 101. Shout out to them. Thank you for some awesome seats. We were like, I think it was 8th or 9th row back.
I saw
back.
The pictures.
Yeah.
I was like...
It was good. We were right near the aisle. It was really, really good. It was fun. It was her first show. I was joking that I should have bought you one of the Asuka masks. At the gift stand. I got myself a red AJ Styles shirt.
That's what I wanted, was another AJ Styles shirt. I needed to get me another one.
That was pretty cool.
Because all my... Oh God, it's just so sad that all my shirts that I have worn, that are t-shirts, AJ Styles is one of them, has been gone to work. Well, what I mean by that, it's been work. So it has like duck mate all over it from the job that I have. It's all dirty. I'm like... Well, it's a work shirt.
Yeah, see, I hadn't bought a wrestling shirt in a long time, and all of mine are that way. They're all crackled and dirty, and got some funky armpit stains, yeah. All sorts of weird stuff. So it's like, I was trying to figure out what to wear to the show. I ended up wearing a Black Panther shirt because I was like, I didn't have any good wrestling shirts to wear.
I was with my ex. I rocked the Stone Cold Steve Austin 316 original t-shirt.
Nice. I saw some Attitude Era stuff.
So that
there.
Shirt right People there were brings wearing... back memories for me because that was the one t-shirt that I really wanted the most.
Yeah.
And my mom was like against
getting
me
the original one with original the skull one. On yeah, the back. One. Austin 316, yeah.
Yeah, the only thing that was different, it had the WWE logo on it.
Sure.
But not the WWF logo.
Yeah.
Anyways,
yeah. No, that's cool, though.
I wanted still that neat. Shirt, and I still have it. Yeah. I was like, this was my favorite go-to shirt.
Yeah.
Like, seriously.
No, that's
shirt.
A great shirt.
And I haven't gotten the I never got the NWO shirts. I always wanted to get me one of those.
I think I might have had
one. You did
one
have
those.
One. I remember you rocking one back in the day. You did have an NWO shirt.
I thought I did. And it no. You're thinking of the RKO shirt. Remember the RKO, the Randy Orton
you're right.
one that looked like the NWO?
Yeah. Yep.
But
yep.
no, I think when I was a kid, I had a Wolfpack one. The red NWO.
Red
yeah.
So
I think
we,
I have
we
one
have
of those.
To do one of these episodes. We're going to have to talk about the Money Night Wars, how it reflected not just the TV. But
no, we
actually,
do have to do the Monday Night
because
Wars.
Because we got to think about it.
Yeah.
In school, everybody was rocking either
WWF,
WCW. It was like, that was the biggest
thing
in school.
I was actually
school,
telling
so
my wife a story from, and this ties into wrestling, so it's not super off topic. I was telling her a story when I was in middle school. I want to say it was like sixth grade, something like that. I was always wearing my Austin shirts, and I was doing that thing where, like, you tap somebody on the shoulder and then look away. And I kept doing it to my friend who was sitting, like, kind of behind me at a different table. And my teacher looks at me, because we're all supposed to be doing
work
at that time,
exactly.
You know? And he's like, Joe, what's Stone Cold Steve Austin's finisher move? And I was like, the Stone Cold Stunner. And he goes, well, I got a stunner for you. Not in my room.
Yo, before we...
It was fun, man.
Okay, you talk about that. I want to tell you something real quick that you don't know. Back in high school, we both went to the same high school.
Yeah.
I remember I was bad. I admit it. I was really bad. You know, I wish I would have done better in school. But anyways, that was then. This is now. But I remember one time, I called the teacher a jabroni. And then all of a sudden, the teacher sent me down to the principal's office. And then, so you know, the principal goes, Miguel, what the hell is a jabroni? I was like, it could be anything. The Rock
no,
says
that. No, come on. Your only response should have been, it doesn't matter what a jabroni is. It should have been.
And to this day, when I go back to the school to visit, my guidance counselor will see me. She goes, hey, jabroni, how you doing? How you been?
That's
so pretty
funny.
Much, each time they saw me, they called me jabroni. And
that's
when she
really
saw The
good.
Rock say it, I'm going to say, like, go on TV. It's not a bad thing. He says it all the time. She goes, if I saw a wrestling tonight and he says jabroni, I'll make sure you're not in trouble tomorrow. I'm like, and then she's sorry. She goes, she starts laughing. She goes, oh, she said it to that girl. And I'm like, yeah, he said it all the time to anybody. And to this day, he does not know what it means. He said it can mean anything.
Yeah.
That's the whole funny part. He just made that word up. But anyways, other than
that's
that,
funny.
We'll do a Monday Night Wars. We have to do that one day.
Yeah, we'll figure out a day. Maybe a couple episodes in a row we could do part one and
because
two or something.
Exactly.
There's so much to cover in that.
There has best, to be. Especially
the best
you know,
time in wrestling. It's bar like, none, in my opinion. I mean, that really covers like 93 through 01, and it's just like, in my opinion, that encompasses
bad and good, and
everything.
It had it's
yeah,
like now
all sorts
at,
of good stuff.
I grew up in that era. It was like, you're a 90s baby. I was an 80s baby, and it really was in the 90s. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wrestling was, back then, people were into it.
Yeah, even the people who aren't "quote unquote wrestling fans."
They
were.
Still
were.
They still
into
were into
it, you know?
It. Yeah.
Everybody knew. It was cool.
It's funny.
So a couple things I wanted to get into for current events. One thing based off of me being at SmackDown.
Yes, please explain to me.
There was technically two dark matches before the show started. So we had a women's match. It was Becky Lynch and Naomi, and they defeated the Iconics.
Okay.
Which, you know, it was a you know, 5-minute match, something like that. It was pretty good. But then the next match was going to be Ty Dillinger against Samoa Joe. Ty Dillinger came out. Samoa Joe ran at him before he even got to the ring.
That was completely a dark match.
Yeah.
But the thing was that I saw on SmackDown, if I wasn't mistaken, they were type of like kind of promoting a match between the two of them.
Oh, were
or
they?
Or they were like a promo.
Yeah.
I don't know. It must have been last SmackDown or something like that. They were doing that.
Maybe.
So
And so they were going to do it as a dark match, but he, before he even got to the ring, Samoa Joe laid him out. And then he just walked away with a like snarl on his face. And I was just kind of like, man, what are they doing with Joe? Like, I remembered you saying you think that he's going to end up getting a shot at SummerSlam. But I'm just kind of wondering.
I'm going to tell you something right now, Joey. The thing about this situation right now with Joe, the AJ Styles, the Bobby Roode of the world.
Yeah. The XTNA guys.
I'm going to tell you something right now. And you might not agree with me when I want to tell you this, but you know what's funny? Some of them are accommodate to the WWE schedule. When they were in TNA, their schedule wasn't that hard.
No,
their schedule wasn't hard.
Yeah.
So right now, Samoa Joe is trying to keep up with the WWE schedule, and he's not doing it. A lot of the wrestlers are not doing it.
Yeah.
They're either getting injured a lot more, and eventually, like, if you look at Samoa Joe's track record in TNA, he didn't really get injured or anything like that as much. He's always, because they had an easy, slow schedule.
It's true.
Now in WWE.
And he's older now, too.
Exactly.
I mean, AJ's in, I don't know how old
he's like
Samoa
in his
Joe
40s.
Is,
he's like in his
40s. But AJ's in his 40s,
So he can't perform the way he was. They can't perform the way they are.
Bobby Roode's still
40 years old, and I wasn't surprised about that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You can see it in his face. Yeah. I mean, he still looks glorious.
Yeah.
But he's certainly showing his age.
As you can see, what I'm saying is that they bought most of these wrestlers that they get. At that time, they were hot. They're still hot. But the thing is that right now, their time is slowly creeping up on them because they can't do certain things that they did back in the TNAs, the ROHs, the CZWs. They can't do and all have this stuff on that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No.
So
that's true.
So it's all it takes a toll on you. You gotta take care of it.
Yeah, yeah. And I hate to say it, I love the guy.
I'm a big for Samoa Joe fan. You know that.
Yeah, no,
you
me
know,
too.
Me, you, me.
I was gonna go into AJ a little bit. AJ looks great in the ring and everything.
Yeah.
Like I told you, I brought my new camera with me to SmackDown. It's got real long lens, nice zoom and everything. So I was getting some nice, I'll show you after, I was getting some nice detailed pictures. AJ looks a little flabby.
Yeah.
Kinda.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I was like, man, yeah, he's like, if I shed a couple pounds with my long hair and beard, I'd probably look just like him.
You know what's funny? The other day when he says that about Roman Reigns, I'm watching him go after freaking Bobby Lashley this past Monday, and I'm laughing. And I'm like, yo, Joey and his wife are right.
Yeah,
this dude's getting fat.
Yeah. And like, I mean, I'm certainly not in the best shape of my life, but
Miggy is.
He's still going. Miggy's a powerhouse over here. I mean, I got the power. I just I'm not so ripped. But
that off real quick though, if you want to hit, like, you still got the arms.
I always have the arms. Come on.
Get that for your daddy.
Yeah.
Shout out to Mr. Dumas.
My dad. Oh, boy. All right. Let's get off that topic real quick, and let's go in. What else we got? I know you wanted to talk about some guy. What's his name?
Wow.
The guy with that red belt that shows up once or twice.
The Iron Man belt that Ross said. That's
good. That was,
He said the Iron Man. I call that the Iron Man belt now.
Yep. Brock Lesnar.
Brock
Lesnar. I haven't seen him in a
Rush Hour 3. But anyway, so this is what happens. So Saturday night comes around, and I remember that there was a UFC event, and I was like, because I like watching UFC and boxing, you know that from me. So next thing you know, I see on YouTube, like, Brock Lesnar in a UFC, right? So I was like wondering what's going on. Next thing you know, I put on Fox Sports 1. They're repeating the same thing. They're talking about Brock Lesnar. What's going on? So I go back onto YouTube. And next thing you know, I see Brock Lesnar going after. What happened was DC if anybody does not know who DC is, Daniel Cormier, he ended up calling out Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar was in the building, you know what I mean? I guess he wants to watch the fight, whatever.
Sure.
But Daniel earlier was pretty much saw him, like, he didn't pay no mind to him and brushed him off.
Yeah.
But there's been stuff going on between the two of them, all right? Daniel Cormier is now the second person. The first person was Conor McGregor to hold two UFC titles simultaneously. And he's the second one. Light heavyweight title, heavyweight title.
Yeah.
So he's doing good now. So he's trying to stay in the heavyweight division. All
right.
He has called out, I know, sorry, I think it was, I forgot, it was like John Jones or something like that. I called out Brock Lesnar.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was him.
Yeah, I remember that.
And then now, Daniel Cormier, in the ring, beats the guy for the title, one knockout.
Yeah.
First round knockout. All of a sudden, calls in Brock Lesnar. And you know, in WWE, it's different from UFC.
Yeah.
He comes in, he pushes him. And I'm over here like, yo, these two are going to fight. I'm like, okay, let's get it on.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, you think about it, in the WWE, it's like, it's well scripted. UFC is not scripted. You know, it's all real. This is real. So it's like,
I really quick want to interrupt and shout out to the guy in the crowd at SmackDown that had a UFC is fake sign. I loved it.
Oh,
it
was great. Wow. All right, really?
Go on. Yeah. I'm sorry. There you
so
go.
It's
go
like, on. You see, so he pushes him. Then Brock Lesnar gets on the mic. Daniel White, the owner, the president of UFC, he's all smiles. So is Joe Rogan. He's all smiles. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, Brock Lesnar's trashing the heavyweight division, cussing it out badly. Yeah. And I'm over here like, wow, Brock Lesnar is a different person when he's in UFC. Cussing. He likes to swear. Yeah,
he does like to swear.
He likes to swear, and he likes to be, I call him a bully.
Yeah.
He's a bully.
Oh,
he's a big bully. Seriously.
Oh, sure.
So ever since back then when he did the transition of leaving WWE after WrestleMania 20, trying out and guys ass handed to him at being a trying to be a football player for the Minnesota Vikings.
That's
he
right.
tried it. He tried out UFC.
Yeah.
He liked it. Something that he can get accustomed to. Then all of a sudden now goes back to WWE because he had some type of disease. All of a sudden comes back to WWE, fights, and next thing you know that fight got, I guess it was drawn because all of a sudden some type of steroid allegation or something like that. He got sick after he fought with Mark Hunt. So then he stays in WWE. And I guess the contract that Brock Lesnar has right now, I think he's going to still be WWE and be able to do UFC. That's why I think that's where the contract states at right now. But
so he's really got WWE wrapped around
He really got WWE wrapped around his finger.
It's ridiculous.
And I'm going to tell you something right now. It's like I told myself when I saw that, I was like, please, just drop the title and just leave. It's like, seriously, as a wrestling fan and as a UFC fan, I'm going to tell you something right now. You're going to be doing me and millions of other people a big favor if you just go ahead and leave. Because seriously, you just dropped the title. Now you can go back and fight and get your big money.
Yeah.
Because right now, I know WWE's paying him top dollar.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't understand.
He's getting, I was talking with a guy at SmackDown when we were waiting in line to get into the building. And we were just kind of, you know, talking about whatever. And we were talking about how much Lesnar makes. And it's ridiculous.
Yo.
Like, they could get a few more talent
That will show up.
On Raw. Like, let's say Kenny Omega and the New Bucks. Take Lesnar's salary, put it towards them. They show up. You
just made three people that are the hard commodities right there.
Bring back CM Punk. Oh, sorry about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I just yeah. But kinda, no, you know, seriously.
I mean, come on.
Like CM Punk.
Anybody else.
From that. Seriously. You know, at this point, I'm like, you're going to laugh when I say this. Bring back Enzo. I don't care.
Bring back Enzo. There was a guy at SmackDown rocking all the Enzo gear. He had the wig on and everything.
No offense.
I couldn't.
I'm not trying to sound mean when I say this. Was he white?
He was one. Yeah. Of course he was one. I couldn't get enough of
him.
He was like three or four rows in front of us, and I was just loving it. It was really fun.
God.
Enzo, stay away.
Yeah,
do your rap career, whatever you're gonna do. I don't care.
Trash.
Trash.
So
him and Big Trash.
Big Cass.
Yeah. Sorry.
I had a nice ring to it.
I know, right?
It's good. Then it,
but Lesnar also was calling out Conor McGregor a little bit.
I didn't hear about that. I heard something about that.
So
but
Sam Roberts did an interview with him and Paul Heyman recently. I saw it this morning actually, and I couldn't repeat all the stuff because we try to not swear.
Yeah,
on this podcast.
I just swore a couple times, so I apologize. Sorry about that.
He was getting heated about Lesnar. I understand. But, man, you're right. Like, he loves to swear. He was comparing his bowel movements to Conor McGregor and all sorts of stuff. Like, he was
talking about... I have to see this when you go home.
Yeah,
I'm going to have to watch this.
It's a real short interview because he pretty much... You want to talk about bully. Sam Roberts, small guy, interviewing them. Heyman's just kind of sitting off to the side. Lesnar's completely shooting on Conor McGregor. And
Conor McGregor's still light heavyweight and a middleweight, if I'm not mistaken, in the division of UFC.
Yeah.
There's no way.
I don't like Conor McGregor.
I like Conor McGregor.
I think he's a punk. But
he is a punk. He's a character to me.
Him and his buddies beat up everybody on that bus or something.
That was retarded. I didn't respect that at all. That was just stupid.
But
I give the guy credit, though. He did went from being a UFC guy to a boxer to fight Mayweather.
I mean,
give him credit for that.
Skill level, I don't
deny give the guy
that.
A lot of credit
just
for
like
that.
Just like Lesnar has skill, but he doesn't ever use it because he's sitting at home.
Dude, the only skill he has is what...
Yeah.
What he has for skill, he can use it on the octagon. But there's stuff that he can do in the octagon he can't do in a WWE ring. Nope. But he gets away with it sometimes.
It's true.
You know what I mean? He busted up open Randy Orton. And I remember Chris Jericho got pissed off on him backstage. Mm-hmm. And it was like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And it's like Brock Lesnar, it's like, you got to remember, like I told you before, his mind is UFC.
Yeah.
It's like street fighting.
It's not WWE.
It's not WWE. So anything can like, he can touch you.
Mm-hmm.
You touch him.
Yeah.
He's going to get bothered by it like if he's in the octagon.
Yeah.
It's like right now, you just transitioned to being a football player
mm-hmm.
to a boxer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? All of a sudden, your mind of being a football player is long gone. Mm-hmm. So when you're in that ring, you're not going to go and you're not going to sit there in that cage. You're not going to sit there and pretend to put your hands up and catch a football. You got gloves now.
Yeah.
And you're going to be swinging for the fences, you know?
Yeah.
So that's how
that
goes.
So you remember... Ken Shamrock, obviously.
Of course.
Remember the storyline, how he used to quote-unquote snap?
Of course.
And of course it was a storyline.
Belly-to-belly
suplexing officials, putting Pat Patterson in the ankle locker, whoever it is. So this is kind of like the real-life version of
it
that.
It is he the real-life version of that. He does not know how to control himself.
You know, it's
even
ridiculous.
Paul Heyman's yelling on top of his lungs,
and
you can't stop the guy.
Yeah.
It's just...
I will say the end of the interview was funny because of Paul Heyman, because... Lesnar answered the question about, I think the question was, would you want to fight Conor McGregor, either in WWE or UFC, either one, and he completely ripped McGregor apart, and then he was like, he said something like, that was a stupid question, get out of my face, I don't want to see you anymore, to Sam Roberts, and then Heyman just goes... Sam, you did great. Thanks, buddy.
It was really funny. Paul Heyman.
So,
but speaking of Paul Heyman, I'm thinking that Brock Lesnar is going to lose the title soon because WWE has offered Paul Heyman a job and a writing position. And I am so soaked about
that.
Because when SmackDown...
That would be awesome.
I remember when SmackDown was back then when the John Cena era was coming up of sorts.
Mm-hmm.
He was writing. At the time.
Yeah.
And SmackDown was really, really good at that moment. So right now, if he's going to write, I really hope he writes for Monday Night Raw. Because Monday Night Raw right now is hurting.
Yeah.
It's hurting bad.
Yeah.
It's like, seriously, a lot of people don't even want to watch it anymore.
There weren't a lot of matches on SmackDown this past week. There was like four or five.
SmackDown's where it's at right now.
The stories are good.
The stories really are good. And it's like, I really like how they transition from like Shinsuke Nakamura not being able to beat AJ Styles. But now, all of a sudden, now they're going to give him a chance against Jeff Hardy and stuff like that. You know what I mean? So it's actually pretty good. But we'll get to that in a bit. But in more current events.
Yeah, what else we got?
Oh, God, man. You have heard of the Elite?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So listen here. This has been brewing for a long time.
So tell the people what that is.
The Elite is the Young Bucks and Kenny Omega. The tag team and... single competitor from New Japan.
Yeah.
So
look them up on YouTube. Do yourself a favor because they are talented.
They are talented. Yeah. They've been all around the world. They have not
and
been.
And for those nerds out there, like myself, Kenny Omega actually
wrestling
has a pop
nerds.
Vinyl figure coming out pretty soon.
I saw
yeah.
that.
So it's pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
But go on.
Yeah.
Tell
but,
them what's
so
happening.
What's going on is that you gotta remember the history of the Bullet Club.
Yeah.
The first leader was Finn Balor.
Yeah.
Finn Balor left, second leader was AJ Styles. And those two times that the Bullet Club has transitioned, all right? When they transitioned leaders, all right? When they transitioned, the third...
It was Gallows and Anderson in that?
Was in the first... The first one with Balor.
Yeah.
And also there were the second one with AJ Styles.
Oh, okay.
Tama Tonga, all right? He's been, and his brother has been with them since the first Bullet Club.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Yeah. So, there's been stuff going on. Mm-hmm. Because you got Cody Rhodes, now part of the Elite or Bullet Club, when I call it. You got, what was this? I think it's Marty Scurll. That's part of the Bullet Club as well.
Sure.
You know what I mean? I think it's him. If I'm mistaken, I'm sorry, but it's him. The guy with the umbrella. Call the guy with the umbrella. Pretty good wrestler, too. Mm-hmm. But anyways, they got all these different people. And when I'm looking at it, Tama Tonga was the original member, plus his brother, on the back. Like, pretty much Omega, the Bucks, everybody else been pursuing the Bullet Club, but changing it to the Elite or whatever, but they're still Bullet Club.
Yeah.
So, yes, Tama Tonga is going to feel some type of way.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, if you're a Bullet Club, you're supposed... And Kenny Omega was a new member of the Bullet Club.
Mm-hmm.
He was a new leader.
Yeah.
He's supposed to have the original. Like, you know what I mean? So, I'm watching the G1 special.
Yep.
Everybody's doing the too sweet.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, they attack the Young Bucks and Kenny Omega.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And Ming was there, too. Haku?
Yeah.
He was there. He was there.
Yep.
He was there. That, because that's their father. That's their father. So, they were there. So, they came up with a new Bullet Club. So, it's called BC Firing Club.
BC Firing.
So, I was actually stoked about that because the thing is, I feel his pain that why the heck, all of a sudden, we were the original members.
Yeah.
He, like, pretty much... Like,
yeah, so
like
they're
pretty much
and pushed to the back burner.
I don't. I feel the pain.
Yeah.
And I kind of feel like I'm a big fan. You know me.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of Young Bucks.
Yeah.
Kenny Omega.
Oh, yeah, me too.
But the thing is, everything that they've been doing, this other guy's been doing it for a long time with the other original Bullet Club members. And the thing is that they a lot of the crowd now just sees Young Buck, Kenny Omega, so are the fans.
Yeah.
What is the other guys that have been there from day one?
Yeah.
That's how I look at it. It's been a day one thing.
That's
and true. Now all of a sudden you got this. So, you gotta remember, like, back to the red and black of the NWO. Then you got NWO black and white back in WCW. It's almost about the same thing, but way better. I just can't wait to see how it's going to actually, you know, go forward now. Because, you know
what? What do you think is going to be the new BWO? Blue World Order.
Oh, my God. We got you can put a lot of members in that team that are right now.
Yeah.
The B team, maybe the first two
maybe
members.
Enzo.
Enzo.
That's pretty.
That's about it.
Yeah. No, I. Oh man, we gotta just get into Extreme Rules. So let's. You got anything else? Because I
got one
I'm
more thing.
To jump
is that
into B team
before
now, but,
before we get into that, I wanted to do. I gotta shout out this guy again. I want to shout out to Lilo Rush 205 Live. That kid is such a. His attitude, his charisma, he is so cocky, but the kid can back it up. This week he got, and he was actually fighting, oh my God, what's this dude's name? He's actually, they gave him a contract now. He was actually one of Braun Strowman's, oh no, Kyle Delaney. He was actually Tommy Dreamer's protege.
Oh, what was his name?
You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about.
Delaney was his name.
But yeah.
It wasn't.
Was it Kyle? No.
I don't think his ring name was Kyle.
Well, he actually got
Colin Delaney.
He's now part of 205.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. That's
so.
Cool. And I would have seen this live if I wasn't too tired and left after the SmackDown taping.
So
I'm an old man.
So right now, Lilo Rush beat him, of course.
Yeah.
And then pretty much they're gonna fight next week. It's Lilo Rush versus who's the other Asian guy? It's not Hideo Itami, it's the other guy. Oh my God. Forgot his name, but they're gonna
been on it for a bit.
He's been
right?
on it for a bit.
Yeah.
He does a senton from the top rope.
Yeah. He's good.
He's real good. So he's gonna actually fight Lilo Rush next week, so I'm
that's
excited.
Cool.
So that's actually exciting.
Yeah, I'm going to catch up on the 205 Live stuff. If I didn't have to work at 6:30 in the morning the following day and had an hour ride home from New Hampshire, I would have stayed for it. And my wife actually was the one like, we should stay. We're here. And then I'm watching.
It's a fresh show, too. Right? You should have stayed, man.
No, but she was also cool with going home, you know? Like, she was sitting there kind of, like, leaning on the chair in front of her. I actually looked up to see how long an episode of 205 Live was so I could figure out how long we'd be there. And I ended up skimming through a quick article while they were kind of switching the ring over.
Yeah.
And their biggest problem right now is... Everybody's leaving.
Everybody's leaving out of the SmackDown. Yeah.
And so, remember, I'm a few seats in from the aisle. The guys closer to the aisle started to leave. And I was like, man, everybody is leaving. There were seats in front of us that were open.
That's
like,
why the ratings are going down for 205 Live.
Yeah, because they can't keep that crowd.
They can't.
And the people that were there, like, we stayed for the first half of the first match. And it was silent in there. I could have yelled to the ring and got the referee's attention if I wanted to.
Like, I believe it.
It's been bad.
They need to do something better with that concept because now since WWE...
I think it's just a recording schedule type of thing. I don't know if they want to maybe do it before SmackDown.
I think they should do it before SmackDown. That'd be easy. Yeah. The thing is, you do it before SmackDown...
But then it's also getting a little too early. Maybe if SmackDown was on at 9... That would have been a little different. Like, the dark matches started at 7:45, and they were still...
Well, even put it at 7 o'clock. Pretty much have 205 Live at 7 05. You know, 7 o'clock. And the thing is, you're also going to include, like, the two dark matches, because a lot of people don't know about those.
Yeah.
Because fans that go to these wrestling events, that like wrestling, it's their first wrestling show.
Mm-hmm.
Majority of these shows is their first-person show, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So...
No, and if I can give any advice to anybody, if you haven't been to a wrestling show... And you're going to a WWE event, go to a house show or a dark match show or something, because that's the most fun to watch.
I have not done a house show yet.
You haven't gone to a house show yet? We gotta go to one.
Because
honestly, they're cheaper and they're more fun. The wrestlers will do things that they can't do on TV.
Yep, I heard about that.
I'm not talking like, you know, wrestlers gone wild or anything like that. But no, I did see Ric Flair's butt for about 5 minutes straight when he was running around.
I heard about that.
Yeah, that was fun.
And sometimes you can do some meet and greets too as well.
Yeah, they come around. I went to a TNA one at my college at UMass, and I met Bobby Roode.
You did tell me that.
Awesome Kong, Karma, whatever you want to call her. She was awesome.
Yeah, she was a sweetheart.
She was actually super duper nice.
She's really sweet.
She was really cool.
I've seen her interviews and stuff like that. She's really nice. I wish I could be her in person.
I wish she'd wrestle again.
That'd
be awesome.
That'd be awesome.
All right, let's wrap this segment up, unless you got anything else.
No, I don't got anything else. I want to talk about Extreme Rules.
Me too. I think it's going to be good. So let's wrap this up and move into that. All right, it's time to get
Extreme!
Not really that extreme, though. We did Extreme 2 weeks ago with Ross. This is Extreme Rules. This is WWE. This is watered down Extreme. We'll be lucky if we see a chair.
Dude, I'm not even too happy about it. Look at these new glasses I have on my face. You think I'm going to actually...
Makes them look smart. I wish you guys could see them. Yeah.
This is my, actually, I just got these right now. These are my work glasses, and then I got another pair for when I do go out. So, these are work glasses. But anyways, I will tell you, the Extreme Rules match now, the matches, it's like, first of all, I do not like the logo. Mm-hmm. I do not like the back color
of the
logo.
See, I actually don't mind the logo, but...
Man, you're always into that tacky stuff anyways.
I know.
I did not like the logo and stuff like that. I did not like it at all. And it's like this, like I told you and Ross, is that ever since they did the two first one-night stands, the third one was Extreme Rules. You know what I mean? When I remember, all I remember was when that match, if I wasn't mistaken, I think it was the main event was John Cena versus the Great Khali.
Mm-hmm.
Kane was on the poster of that Extreme Rules. It was Kane. Yeah, it was Kane.
Okay.
And I remember that. And I'm looking at it now, it's like, it's too, like, when they say, oh yeah, the first time of the year we're going to get Extreme. Okay? You said to anybody that's a big wrestling fan like me and you,
mm-hmm.
we're thinking about, oh man, these people want to go all out.
Yeah.
Blood, guts, and glory. Mm-hmm. Nope.
Yep.
Not at all. So it's like, oh yeah, the New Day has a pancake match tomorrow. They're going to be flipping pancakes.
They did have some pancakes. They're all of a sudden,
they're like smacking them.
Hey, that's actually, I forgot to tell you, that's the shirt that my wife got.
Oh, yeah?
The pancake power one. She couldn't decide what to get. They didn't have any women's shirts.
It's always hard to find a women's shirt in the wrestling
Yeah, but
bro.
You know how they've been ramping them up? I thought they'd have at least a couple.
Yeah.
They had Becky Lynch glasses and Asuka masks, and that was it. Nothing else.
And it depends on the location where you're at, too, because I know in Boston they have everything. We went to a bunch of Boston, they have a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, that's
Remember
true.
One time we had to go to different concession stands to get, like,
they
don't have it here. You gotta go there. You gotta go back and forth, so it's like one of those things.
That's true, that's true. But yeah, no, I agree with you. It's watered down. It's a different thing. For what it is comparatively to a long time ago, it's not that good.
It's not.
When you look at it now, it's all right.
It's like my nephew.
I mean, it is what it is. This is what it's like right now.
The thing about having a nephew, I'm going to try and be more involved in his life. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I love my siblings. I love my nephew. And I love my nephew, nieces and nephews. I love everybody. My family.
He loves everybody.
I love everybody. But anyways, I'm so surprised that my nephew knows a lot about wrestling.
Yeah.
So when I try to talk to him about it, and you know, I'm like, yo, kid, back then it was not like it was different from what it is now. Mm-hmm. What you're seeing here is not what you see back then. He's a big fan of the WWE Network, so he actually goes back and finds
stuff, pretty much
what really happened. So when I ask him questions, he actually has the answer for me, and he actually remembers certain things. And when I talk to him about Extreme Rules, he's like, I know. It's not like ECW. I know. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's not. It's not. So it's like right now, I'm not going to be the emperor of bad news here. I hope everybody does watch it and they hope they enjoy the show because there is some good matches that we're going to run.
There are definitely some good matches. So I'm actually excited to watch it. But
some of the matches I'm actually excited to see.
Yeah.
Some of the matches that you told me before we started the podcast that I didn't even know they're going
to
be on.
Yeah, and I feel like, you know, I looked it up to make sure I had them all correct because there's a lot of matches on the card. There's 11 matches.
You're lying.
No, it's seriously.
12 matches. Dean Malenko versus Chris Jericho. Anything goes. And you know what? You name your holds.
Yes. Armbar.
Armbar, yeah.
Armbar.
That's not a special match on that.
That's not happening.
Oh, man.
All right. So let's go down the lineup here. So I read this morning that this is going to be on the kickoff show. So
they're making 8 o'clock. They're making the pay-per-view somewhat longer now because they co-branded the two shows. I was upset about that because, you know, like I said, SmackDown has a better show, and I wanted to just see SmackDown pay-per-views.
Sure.
But then all of a sudden, now they have to cut down every single pay-per-view. Now it's 7 o'clock. So they can accommodate both shows.
Yeah, yeah. And that's why we have 11 matches, I think, on the card. And
one day sit down.
There's like four of these matches I don't care about at all. Maybe not four. I don't know. But the kickoff show is going to be a tables match. It's going to be New Day against Sanity. So six-man
tag. Tables match.
Yeah. So
WWE's comeback.
Huh?
WWE's comeback.
That'd be nice. That'd be cool. Imagine if they come back in 3D, everybody.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be awesome. Sanity and New Day had a bunch of stuff going on this past week on SmackDown.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not super familiar with Sanity. I don't even know all the guys' names, honestly.
It's Eric Young. I think it's Bull Dempsey, if I'm not mistaken. Was it him? Was it Bull Dempsey? I don't know what the other guy. I know is Eric Young. He's the leader.
Yeah.
And then it was supposed. Nikki Cross was supposed to come up and be part of that group.
Yeah, I thought so. I thought so.
I did not.
Yeah. So, I mean, a tables match is good. You got six guys in it. It's definitely going to have some good spots. Last pay per view, I had the pre show on while I was cooking dinner and caught a little bit of it.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'll do the same thing again, and it'll be somewhat good. I don't know what's gonna happen, bro.
Because by the time
I don't have a whole lot of thoughts on that match. I mean, I think that I still love the New Day. Their routine is a little stale, but as far as the wrestlers, all three of them, I'm a big fan of.
Of course.
Sanity seems really cool.
The thing
fresh. I think that they'll probably win.
They're gonna give it to Sanity.
So I think
Sanity's been going through a little you know, they had to go through a little rough edge because of the name Sanity mm-hmm. to get that pass through so they can come to the main event.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when I say main event, to the main show, but
yeah.
Now all of a sudden, if you look at the, what they're doing on SmackDown, they're actually going rum shot and mm-hmm. breaking, like, going ruckus all over the mm-hmm. Over the SmackDown arena.
Yeah.
And pretty much, it's like they did a new hot thing, so I think they're going to go Sanity all the way.
No, I think so, too. It definitely seemed like they were the hot team on SmackDown, and
they are.
The arena popped for them real loud.
Of course.
I was kind of like, who? But
really? You just wanted a pancake. That's what you wanted.
That's what I was focused on, man. I was near the aisle. I thought I might get one.
But see, did he eat at least before he went to the show?
Yeah, no, we did.
Yeah, you probably stood there in line. I guess, no, honey, I'm all set. We don't need to eat. New Day's going
to
come out with
some
pancakes.
No, we went to a little pub
we'll be all
right
set.
Before. It was real nice. It was good. Got some barbecue chicken nachos, Reuben sandwich. It was good. It was good.
Oh, God.
All right, let's keep going then. So we got a cage match, Strowman and Kevin Owens. I think this is going to be a good match. I'm excited for this one.
I
like these two guys
a lot. I like these two guys, and I'll tell you right now.
And I like what they've been doing.
And I want to tell you, they are. It's been very comedic between the two of them.
Yeah,
and I'm going to tell you something right now.
Good little build-up since
it's been
Money
a
in the Bank,
I'll tell you right now.
Yeah.
I don't care who wins this match.
I don't care
I don't
who wins
really
it either.
Match.
I think it's going to be Strowman.
Yeah.
And that, it's kind of making me think that either they're going to keep doing stuff.
I hope
like,
so.
And they'll have a longer program. Or maybe Strowman's going to be the one to take the title from Lesnar. Because he's
the thing is, what's going on right now, actually, you know what? I'll leave this in a few. We'll talk about that in a minute. So, yeah, right now, we'll talk about the title and Lesnar with the title right now. But I think
We'll talk about that once we get to Lesnar's match at Extreme Rules. Oh, no, wait. He's not wrestling.
No,
what a shock.
We'll talk about that.
All right, so let's keep going because we got 11 matches here. So, Baylor and Constable Corbin.
Who?
Exactly. Baylor all the way. Please let Baylor
win. That's why Baylor needs to win this match. Yeah. Because seriously, I liked it Baron Corbin when he was in NXT.
Boring Corbin?
Yeah, boring Corbin. Now he's just really boring.
Yeah.
And then
who was it that said he looked like a server from TGI Fridays?
Yeah.
Was it Finn?
Yeah, I forgot who was it.
Yeah, I think it might have been.
So who said that?
I think it was Finn. I think it was
Finn that said on Twitter.
Somebody said it on Raw, too.
It was like three or four weeks ago.
Yeah,
but they were arguing on Twitter. But yeah. Finn
Balor. Yeah. You're right. You're right.
And then, you know what's funny? It took me a second to think about that.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, I started laughing because I'm like, yo, this dude does look like a surfer.
He does. That little vest he wears now.
I'm like, oh, bus boy.
Yeah, he really does.
Here, Baron Corbin.
Corbin's accepting tips, folks, but I think he's going to lose.
Besides accepting tips. There's a Fridays here in Framingham, Massachusetts. I would love to see you there, you know, doing your thing. So if WWE doesn't work out for you, there's a spot here, you got the suit and everything, they hire you real quick.
Yeah.
They got you.
Yeah, I don't really like that restaurant, so I won't be
going there either, because you know I was upset about what they served me the last time. After I asked them for a turkey burger, they gave me turkey deli slices. Who goes to a burger place like Fridays? And I was so mad, and I come home.
Well,
and
a turkey burger is just an awful thing, so you should.
I love turkey burgers, you know what I mean? But what made me laugh was when you tell a person, too, want fries? Yeah, sure, I want fries. You come home, there ain't no french fries. I'm about to call a place up and be like, yo, you guys forgot my fries. And all of a sudden, I'm like, nah, I'll sound like a fat kid right now. So, Baron Corbin, please work out Fridays and do your job right, all right?
Yeah.
Word of advice.
Yep. All right. 30 minutes Iron Man match. Not for the Iron Man title, for the Intercontinental title. Dolph Ziggler defending against former champ Seth Rollins.
I don't care who's going to win
this
match.
This match is going to be great.
I'm going to tell you something right now.
It's going to be a show stealer, I hope it's one of the main events of the night. And I also like it. That is 30 minutes, so it's going to cut down things like the Corbin match.
I'm going to tell you something now.
All that, yeah.
I see Bret Hart versus Shawn Michaels written all over this match.
Oh, yeah.
I see this all right there.
Yeah.
Bret versus Shawn all over again.
I don't think it'll be that good because it's Bret versus Shawn, and I don't think anything can be that good. But it's going to be really good. They're both amazing wrestlers.
It's going to be that good.
I'm going to be...
glued to the TV watching that match. Just a moment.
And I could see that being a 0-0 at the end of the 30 minutes.
I don't care,
you know?
Because
it's going to be awesome.
Even if they say the score is tied, I don't care. I want them to go all the way.
I'm really excited about it, and I'm excited that they're giving Ziggler 30 minutes on a pay-per-view.
I got a question. Is Drew McIntyre going to be a part? I know they had like a stipulation that he was, if on past Raw, that if
that he,
that he will be off the ring. He won't be
I think he's barred from ringside.
Oh, he is?
I don't know for sure, but I can't imagine, you know, if he interferes at one point, I get it, but I can't imagine for 30 minutes they're going to be dealing with him running around ringside. They're going to have to kick him out of there.
Yeah, of course.
Or he's going to cost Ziggler, and then they're going to end up feuding. I see that happening.
I can see that
somewhere
happening.
Down the line. I kind of hope they stay together for a while, but
Dean Ambrose can come back.
It's about that time, huh?
Yeah,
he's been out for a long time.
Dean Ambrose can come back.
And I knew that he was going to be out for a long time.
And the thing is, he could probably screw over his buddy.
Yeah, he could.
You know what I mean? Because Stipulation has it that he wanted to come back heel. He'll be a great heel.
He will be a great heel.
So,
I love Ambrose.
I'm a big fan of him.
Yep. So that's going to be a phenomenal match.
That should be the best match of the night.
Who do you think's going to win? If you had to pick somebody.
Oh, God. I got to stay with Ziggler on this one still.
Yeah, I think Rollins is going to put on a hell of a show, but I think Ziggler's going to end up winning it somehow.
Right now,
or it's a draw and they decide that Ziggler keeps the belt.
Right now, Rollins is the big draw for Monday Night Raw.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I think they have bigger plans.
I
think they have a bigger plan for
Rollins
right now at the moment.
Yeah, I agree with that. I'm excited about this one after being at SmackDown this week. The Bludgeons and Team Hell No.
I want to see that.
It's got to be Hell No. I can't see them losing this match. Based on just like the pop they've received since coming back, I think they're definitely going to win.
I see otherwise.
You think so?
I think Belgian Bros is going to win it.
All right.
I'm calling Belgian Bros on this one. I'm sorry to say, I don't think that. Because the reason why I say that, they won.
I like the Bludgeon
Bros. I like
Brothers.
The Belgian Bros. The reason why I say that is because of this reason.
Mm-hmm.
Miz versus Daniel Bryan, SummerSlam. And
Daniel
Bryan's contract's coming up soon, and they want to do that match before if he wants to leave.
I don't think he's going to want to leave. Maybe he will, but
maybe
I don't
he
think
will,
so.
But the thing is that...
But yeah,
and all ends around the corner, too.
That's...
So, you never know.
That's true.
That's what I'm
Imagine
saying.
Seeing him show
that's
up there, man.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
We'll see. We'll see. So, all right, and then the red tag team titles. We got Matt Hardy and Bray Wyatt, the leaders of the world. Against the B team. I have been absolutely loving between these two teams what's been going on.
I think it's
been good.
I'm gonna tell you something. You like that tacky stuff again, all right? And I know you're I know you're going for the B team.
No,
you're not going for the B team.
So listen, tell me what your thoughts are.
Okay.
And then I'm gonna tell you.
Okay. The reason why
I think is gonna happen.
The reason why I select the B team is because of this reason. It's not because I'm not fans of them. They're both great wrestlers.
They both,
you know
all
what I mean?
Four of these
all
guys.
All four of these
great
guys.
Wrestlers.
You gotta remember.
But,
now you got Bray Wyatt versus his brother, B.O. Dallas.
Yeah.
So that's actually pretty cool to see them.
Dallas.
So pretty much going, them two going at it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
While their father's in the background paying his taxes. Shout out to IRS on that one. But, anyways, I look at it this way. The reason why I say it's gonna go B team is because since Bray Wyatt, if a lot of people don't know this, he was in a major car accident. So in order to him to recover...
When was that?
That was last Monday. Almost.
Really?
It was like 2 weeks ago, if I'm not mistaken. He was a head-on collision car accident, bro.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so that's the reason why that he wasn't on that Monday Night Raw.
Yeah, that's right. I do remember
Matt
that.
Matt Hardy was...
How did I miss that?
So, yeah.
Huh?
So that's why I got to say B-team, because the thing is, I think they want... Bray Wyatt, he wants to recover. So it's like probably drop the titles, and then still have a little rivalry right there, but...
Yeah.
So him to get his time off, you know what I mean? It don't even
make
sense.
No, that would make sense.
Yeah.
That kind of changes my prediction a little bit, but my thought was, you remember how Hardy and Wyatt were feuding, and then they had that crazy match at Hardy's place.
They did it in TNA,
then,
too. That was actually pretty cool. The TNA version was good.
Yeah, well, I mean, WWE.
They both were good, but I gotta admit,
You say I like that tacky stuff. I couldn't stand that.
That was...
That's like the House of Horrors match with Randy
Orton. Yes, that was horrible.
It was
terrible.
That
was bad.
Oh, man. anyways, you remember they had their feud going for a while, and then after that match, that's when they came together, and both of their weird personalities became that tag team.
Yeah.
I'm thinking they're all going to merge, all four of them.
Why?
I don't know. I'm not 100% sure, but that's the gut feeling that I have. I don't know if it'll happen now, but my original thought was that Hardy and Wyatt win, kind of take out the trash with the B team, but then whether it's the following night on Raw or maybe a week later or something like that, they all come back out and they're all the leaders of the world. And it's wonderful.
What are they going to be called? The deleted B team?
Yeah, I don't know.
B deleted? But,
B deleted.
B deleted.
So that's my bold prediction there.
I would like to
see what happens.
I like it when we do these bold predictions because all of a sudden it's like, is that going to really happen?
Yeah.
It's like, we'll, and these are not spoilers. This is stuff that we predict ourselves. You know what I mean? So this is great.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I'm excited to see what your prediction comes out.
Hey,
I would like to see it.
All right, Women's Championship on the SmackDown side of things. Carmella defending against Asuka, and you got loser Ellsworth.
Upstairs. I mean, not upstairs. He could be upstairs, but I'm saying like in a shark cage.
Yeah, suspended above the ring. Thank God. That guy was awful to see in person.
Oh, God.
I can't stand him either.
I swear to God. You know what? He's the type of person. I'm glad he's back. But I swear to God.
I'm not glad it's back.
I'm going to tell you something right now.
He's in the BWO. The new BWO. Go away. Go hang out with Ellsworth.
I'm not trying to say this. I'm not that big of a guy myself. You know, I work out a lot. But I'll tell you something right now. He looks like the type of guy that if you saw him in the street and you thought he was the stuff, that you just want to smack him. I'm like, and put him in his place real quick. That's the type of guy he looks.
He likes to beat up women. And that's
Andy Kaufman. Andy Kaufman.
Yeah.
And Harvey Wolfman.
He's nowhere near Andy Kaufman or Harvey Wolfman.
Not at all.
I would like to see Harvey Wolfman tear him apart.
Rest in peace, Andy Kaufman. I wish you were here and put this guy in his place because he did a better
job. Goodness gracious.
He did a way better job.
No,
seriously.
I just can't stand anything about Ellsworth. When he first came onto WWE, my wife was stalking his Instagram and looking at like what he was up to, because she was like, how did this guy show up, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And he posted like insensitive stuff, and you know me, Mr. like equality and all that stuff, like he's like degrading stuff to women and saying he can beat up, and I know that that's part of his character as well.
Yeah,
but
it does that.
It's almost like they took a real part of him and made that character, because I laugh when I see the tweets like his WWE character saying that he could race better than Danica Patrick and all this stuff, and like I'm like, it's funny because that's his character.
Yeah,
but I can't help but think that that's part of actually who he is, and that's why they made this character for him.
It's like, yeah.
And I just can't stand
it. You're right about that, but it's like, it's just totally different what I'm saying.
It was fun watching
Ric Flair
him get beat
was
up
his
by
character
Oscar.
In and out of the ring.
Yeah.
And it damaged his life.
Yeah.
Now you got Ellsworth, like the same thing.
But again, these two are uncomparable.
I'm just saying they're uncomparable.
No, I know.
But I'm saying like what they like. I'm talking about like the characters.
Yeah.
They live out in and out of the ring.
Mm-hmm.
Ric Flair's was
they're way different than
Ellsworth. Way different.
No,
it's
totally
bad comparison. But I'm saying like
style and profile. But
I
don't think those words ever apply to Ellsworth.
But for Ellsworth to be the character that he's in the ring, outside of the ring, I think is very stupid.
Yeah.
Because I really wish that there could be a grandmother in the grocery store that watches wrestling and beat the heck out of him.
Oh, man.
That
I
would be so great to be to turn it to Instagram or turn it to Facebook or
that.
You know what I mean?
That would be wonderful.
Ellsworth gets caned by an 89-year-old woman at the grocery store.
Oh, man.
With a cart, too.
Do you remember when Triple H and Shawn Michaels, when they were the 2006 whatever DX,
yeah,
and they beat up the Spirit Squad, yep, and they tossed him in that trunk, and they slapped on the OVW sticker. Yep. I'm hoping that all the women, including Carmella, because she seems fed up with him as well.
I'm
hoping that all of them beat him up, toss him in a trunk, and just send him on his way.
They need to. I'm happy to see him now.
Done.
But it's like, I'm in between like saying, yeah, I'm happy he's here, and then at the same time, I'm happy that he's not here. So it's like,
Let's put it this way. You know how I buy my action figures, and I want, like, you know, oh man, if I don't have a action figure of this character, I gotta buy that.
It's like me wear hats.
Right? Yeah. So I went to Target not too long ago, saw an Ellsworth figure.
No, you didn't.
I did not buy it.
There's an Ellsworth figure.
There's an Ellsworth figure, and it's actually decently sought after with, like, the internet wrestling figure community. Like, it's one of the more, not expensive, but it's a little bit on the higher side. Yeah, I saw it, I looked at it, and I was like, hell no.
You know what, Joey? Hell no. I want to sell this to you.
I started
you.
Yelling delete in the aisle, and people were looking at me kind
of
weird.
I want to tell you something now.
So,
rest in peace to Toys R Us, because I knew if that was there, at that place too, that toy would have caught dust.
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously, I'm gonna write.
We call that a peg warmer in the industry.
I'm gonna tell you right now.
I mean, it didn't last long. The next time I was at Target, I didn't see it there.
I'm gonna tell you something right now. Next time you see it, save it. Listen to me. Don't get mad when I say this. When you and your wife get a house, you guys get a dog. Open up that packaging.
You got a little chew toy.
And you got a little new chew toy. There you go.
Nice. I like that. That's good. That's good. All right. Enough about Ellsworth, loser Ellsworth. Carmella and Asuka, who's...
Carmella.
I think Carmella too, man. Yeah. I want Asuka to win.
I want Asuka to win. It's not going to happen. It's going to wait till after SummerSlam.
Yeah. I think she'll probably win it at SummerSlam,
it's going to be awesome, because I think there's going to be a trick where... maybe Ellsworth has a key, comes down, or something's gonna. I just think something like that. You know, I mean,
yeah, every time when
somebody's standing on the top of the shark cage, there's always a loop. They always find a loophole. So yeah,
people hanging from that thing, trying to jump down.
The fair one was when Jerry the King Law was on that. He was
got
literally
his nose
bleeding. I was dying. He's really bleeding. He's like, he's
did you ever hear how he did that?
No.
So Jerry Lawler was suspended in Shark Cage. I think it was Bret Hart against
Isaac Yankem.
And
I had a video on that.
Lawler was going on and on about how he has a fear of heights and he didn't want to be up there. Now, he did an interview years after this, and he explained he has I think it was from a time that he broke his nose. He has this spot. If he sticks his finger way up his nose, digging for gold. No, but in all seriousness, he has, like, this little scab that's, like, it just is there forever.
Yeah.
You know? And if he picks at it or hits his nose or something, it'll start to bleed real quick. So when he was up there, he took his finger up his nose, pressed on the scab, and it immediately started to bleed. So he had a legitimate nosebleed. When he was up there, the man is a genius.
Oh my god!
I love Jerry.
Oh my god, Jerry!
So that's a fun little tidbit.
I know. Right now, he's probably at his house, like watching SmackDown and Raw, and he's probably saying to himself, "What the heck are they doing with this match?" And
where are all my puppies?
Yeah, exactly.
That's probably what he's
saying. But I'm telling you right now, I gotta go with Carmella on this one.
I think Carmella's gonna win too. Now, what about going on to the Raw side of things? You got Bliss against Jax. And this, fun fact, is the only quote-unquote Extreme Rules match of the evening. Which is interesting. I mean, we got cage matches, we got tables matches.
Of course, you know, and I'm going to be honest with you, I got to go with Bliss on this one.
I'm hoping that Bliss wins. You know I'm a huge Alexa Bliss fan.
I am too. I hope she wins.
I think that
I want
Bliss,
the Shorty to win.
With Ronda Rousey getting that TV suspension...
You know what? Speaking of that,
I think it's going to be them too.
I'll tell you right now. The reason why, like I said, because the reason why I told this on my other podcast was the reason why she got that suspension was because she got inducted to the UFC Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
She's the first woman to UFC Hall of Fame. So it's like now everything in the internet and you relate to the TV stuff, you're like, Wait a minute, she's suspended, but she's got inducted to the Hall of Fame in UFC.
She's also been wrestling house shows.
She's been wrestling house shows
and,
as well.
And WWE has been posting about it on their official Instagram, and they say on the official Instagram, every single time, it's like the same little disclaimer, she's fulfilling her contract obligations by being at this show, despite her suspension. So, I mean, obviously, the suspension is a
it's only story TV thing, yeah.
She didn't do anything wrong, but she's still wrestling more than Lesnar. So,
she is. You know,
I really still can't wait to get to the point where she's competing like Bliss and Jax.
That's exactly what I want to see. I want to see her full potential.
They're still milking the money by like having her compete at these high profile matches. So she'll be 100%. I guarantee another bold prediction. I guess. Bliss and Rousey at SummerSlam. I think for sure.
That'd be awesome.
I think so too. So, I think we're both in agreement. Bliss is winning this one. I think Bliss used that kendo stick on Raw. I think she'll be using it again. Nia Jax is probably not going to win this one. So,
of course.
And then Jeff Hardy against Shinsuke Nakamura. I think Shinsuke is going to win this one.
Of course.
I think after Hardy's recent trouble with the law, he's not being punished. We went over that on the show that his infraction technically doesn't go against the wellness policy.
Nope, we don't.
But I'm sure that it's a little slap on the wrist.
It's going to go with Shinsuke again. Yeah. You know, your favorite wrestler, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
So
I actually was telling you when we weren't recording, I was a little bit more impressed with him when I saw him live. So, you know, it's not like I ever hated the guy. I actually wanted to like him when he came into WWE because he's got that quirky gimmick, and I like that. But his wrestling ability just didn't really impress me. It impressed me a little bit more when I saw him live, so I'm trying to get on board with it. I would like to see him as United States champion, see what he can do with that.
Yeah.
So, we'll see. Obviously, big Jeff Hardy fan. I have been my whole life. So
I want to see...
But he's been there before. I would like to see him go back to the world
title. I just love the freaking, I'm going to be honest with you, I'm just happy that Jeff Hardy's doing the face paint that he did in TNA now in WWE. I love his face paint that he does that. I don't know how he does it, but it's sick.
It's sick.
I love it.
So I think we're both in agreement. Shinsuke is going to win that one. Yep. Now we're going into the two big matches of the night. AJ defending his title against Rusev Day.
It's going to be AJ
is going to win, I think. Rusev is so over, though. Seeing him live and hearing, like, everybody. I saw more happy Rusev Day shirts than anything else.
I didn't get me one.
I thought about getting one.
I didn't get me
one. I'm not the biggest Rusev fan. It's not that I don't like the guy.
I've been a big Rusev fan since day one now that I've seen him into the Royal Rumble. I was like,
I was very impressed at the Rumble and at Money in the Bank when we talked about that on here. I was super impressed with him.
Because the thing is, I have to say something about this. We got about Rusev is that this guy was trained by the Wild Samoans.
Yeah.
And Rikishi.
Yeah.
So he has that, you know.
That's why when he first came out, he had his, he had the, I don't want to call it a skirt. I know it's kind of Samoan towel thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he also had bare feet. So
yeah, so I thought that pretty much that was the man. Like, you know, he actually was.
And he's kind of come into his own thing now, which is very good.
Yes.
I mean, him and Aiden English, a guy who I thought once Simon Gotch
left
was.
I thought he was gonna be gone too, but
turns out he could sing.
You know, he's actually married to Eddie Guerrero's daughter.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's married to her.
Interesting. I like the guy though now. I mean, I was bored by him.
Yeah, I was bored by him, but now I'm a big fan of Aiden English. I'm like, do not touch. They did that to Damian Sandow, and I'm like, no, you're not doing it to this guy. Please don't.
Yeah.
Simon Gotch was trash. I'm like, this guy is phenomenal.
Yeah.
So
it's.
So you got Rusev on this one?
No, I'm going with AJ on this one.
Okay,
I think
AJ's
gonna win.
I got AJ too.
I think I know that we had talked about thinking that this was a potential space filler until SummerSlam.
Yep.
To see AJ and Samoa Joe. I don't know what they're doing with Joe
because
right now.
Because the thing right now is that all I know is that they missed the... You know how you go to these pay-per-view events, these SmackDown shows, these Raw shows.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, they show sometimes on the card, like, stay tuned for the dark match between such and such person.
Yeah.
Or when you go online to buy tickets, they're like, oh, the main event's going to be such and such person.
Yeah,
but you haven't gone further for that. So right now, they're trying to promote... is on Hell in a Cell AJ Styles versus Samoa Joe one of the matches. So it's like you're thinking about it now. It's like you guys
Hell
are already spoiled.
That's October.
So it's October. So
yeah, it could be.
It could be. They say something
it's
to change.
It's feeling
soon.
A little rushed for me, based on what I told you earlier about him and Ty Dillinger before SmackDown even started.
Yep.
You know, and the dark match for. The SmackDown I was at was Jeff Hardy against The Miz.
Yeah.
So, and I don't think they're doing anything with them. I think that was just a match for the crowd. But I think we'll probably see AJ and Rusev round two at SummerSlam at this point is kind of what it's feeling like. Could be wrong, but...
Could be wrong, but we'll see what happens.
We'll see. And then, Lashley and Roman Reigns. I forgot about this match. I had written out the card and Miggy had to remind me before we went on the air that the main event. Okay.
Yeah, it's gonna probably be the main event.
Yeah, it probably will be. I like when that happens though, because then I can go to bed a little earlier. You know what I mean?
Of course.
You know.
So I gotta remember one thing. When it comes to this main event thing. I'm upset that the WWE title didn't get the prestige, love that it's supposed to get by being the main event.
Yeah.
You know
and
what I mean?
It could be the main
and
event.
It could be
we
the main
know.
I will hope it is.
Yeah,
but
I
anyways,
hope so, too. It's going to be a much better match than Lashley and Reigns, that's
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, of course.
AJ, not that I don't like Lashley.
No. I'm a fan of AJ Styles.
And I actually don't
to be
even
main
mind
event.
Roman Reigns, but he's just so boring.
He's boring.
Like, I liked him at the beginning. When he first won his first Rumble, when he was actually in shape.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden now is this.
Yeah.
Now we got the main event. As part of main event, I'm just saying it might be the main event. You never know. Mm-hmm. But anyways, Lashley versus Reigns. All right, I'm going to go with Lashley on this one. Reason why I go with Lashley, they're going to push Lashley. He goes over, and then from right there, he gets the title from Brock Lesnar.
Whoa, bold prediction.
It could happen.
It could happen. I'm not saying
but the
it
thing
couldn't,
is, but also, him and Lesnar are wrestling. Braun Strowman could cash in. And it is all talking about SummerSlam.
Yeah.
So Bobby Lashley gets the big push at Extreme Rules.
Mm-hmm.
Then he gets over.
Yeah.
He goes to SummerSlam.
Mm-hmm.
Braun Strowman can interfere in that match.
Yep.
You know, he don't have no beef with Bobby Lashley.
No.
But next thing you know, all of a sudden, them two can start a new feud.
Yeah.
Because Brock Lesnar can, like we were talking about earlier... Brock Lesnar can drop the title to whoever he wants.
Yeah.
Then he can do his UFC thing so he can start training.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, who you got?
I think that could happen. Who do I have? Lashley, why not? I don't really have any strong opinion either way. I think that if Lashley had... Let's say Lashley had been there for 3 years now.
Yeah.
I would say Reigns.
Yeah.
But I think Lashley has just come back. Still within his first few months back, they've been pushing him hard. I don't see them, you know, because Reigns can lose,
yeah,
and he'll be fine. Like, he'll still be a main eventer on Raw, despite how we feel about his wrestling ability and his mic ability. But, Lashley kind of needs the win, so I think that he'll end up winning there, but let's see what happens.
I do not know, but I'm just really hoping to see what's going to happen next. So,
yeah.
Let's see what happens.
Yeah.
But that's the end of the card right there.
Yeah. I mean, I think overall it looks like it's going to be a good show. I think that Ziggler and Rollins is going to be a show stealer. I think that the cage match, Braun Strowman and Kevin Owens will be good. I think both the women's matches will be good. Hardy and Shinsuke will probably be pretty good. Both the tag team matches are actually going to be pretty good, too. So I think for the most part, this actually looks like a pay-per-view worth watching.
There's just, I want to watch it regardless.
Yeah, of course.
I want to watch it regardless, you know what
but
I mean? That's
I
why
do,
you pay $10 a month for the WWE Network, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I mean, there's, I see it being pretty good.
Oh, I think, absolutely. So, yeah. Like, at the beginning, I'll next week, this is what happens.
Yeah, next week, we're going to try to do a Monday recording is what it's looking like. And then we'll be going over all of the results of Extreme Rules. And we'll probably toss in a special segment for y'all on that one as well. So it's about that time. Wrap up for the evening, for the week. I hope you all enjoy Extreme Rules. Hope you all have a lovely weekend. Enjoy
and,
the summer weather. And if you have time, maybe you should tune in to something else.
Exactly.
What would that be?
You can check your boy DJ Miggy on the Anything and Everything podcast. And we're now on Spotify.
Oh, nice.
So, All right, cool. Hopefully the Super Slamcast would land on Spotify.
Yeah.
So, right now,
we should look into that.
So, pretty much, we landed on Spotify. So, I'm actually pumped about that.
Yeah.
So,
you guys on iTunes yet?
I do not know yet. I think it's going to pretty much.
I got to help you with that. Yeah, we'll figure that one out because we're on iTunes here.
I was
so,
on iTunes as well.
Yeah.
So, anyways.
I got a little plug to toss in after that, too.
So, what I would love to do is say, you can catch me there, you know, where we get talk about everything and everything. That's the name of the podcast. And we're talking about current events, stuff like that. And also, my homegirl, Lati, has her little segment. Miggy actually has his DJ Miggy Introduces, where I actually go in, introduce other artists and stuff like that. People that are trying to make a name for themselves. And pretty soon I'm going to start DJing again.
I love podcasting.
And also, before I go, I want to say Unity and Pride Day is coming up. That'll be coming up next month.
Yeah.
So I want to make sure that everybody is in, that lives out here is tuned in, you know, come out, show love.
Framingham, Mass.
Show love to the podcast team as well. It's going to be at, it's going to be August 19th.
August 19th.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So we are looking for, you know,
a little over a month away.
Pretty much a month away. We're looking for like pretty much donations and stuff like that to help support the Unity and Pride Days. Not for us, it's for the kids. You know, I want
so
the
what
ki-
what who's pretty, running it?
Pretty much it's actually the person that's running it is actually he was a DJ. You know what I mean? He started this thing, so pretty much things are right now. We actually have a GoFundMe page.
Cool.
You know what I mean?
Cool.
So it's on that
GoFundMe. Maybe we can get the link up
on
our Instagram and Twitter.
It's going to be on Instagram and Twitter. So if you actually hear this and you're friends on Facebook with me, I'm going to be start pretty much tagging everybody. I'll tag you as well.
Yeah,
so you can start sharing it as well, too. So hopefully see you there and show love to us
in
the
Mary Dennison Park, I believe.
Yep,
so,
in Framingham.
Yeah.
So it's going to be good today.
August 19th. Yeah, that'll be cool. So the one thing I wanted to add in, I'm going to try to include this on our little outro from now on, I think. If you're listening to us on iTunes, please rate us and leave a quick review or something if you can, because that'll kind of boost our viewers or listeners.
And the feedback was always good for us.
Yeah.
Even if it's negative, we'll still take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah, yeah. I might put you through a table afterwards, but you know. It's all good. All love, baby.
RKO special,
yeah, you know it. Yeah, but check us out. Review us. Rate us. If you enjoy us, come back next week. And nothing but love for y'all.
So, God bless you guys. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Yeah, all right, see ya. So thank you, everybody, for tuning in. This is JP and Miggy at Suplex Slamcast. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at Suplex Slamcast and on Twitter at S Slamcast.
And that's all I got to say about that.